Yes, who is this?
Hey, my name is Alex.
Alex, you're caller 20, which means
awesome.
You're on the standby boarding list for that trip to New Zealand to see Deftones.
Oh, my God, that would be so epic.
For Lent, I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers. What's happening, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. People are starting to get angry at me for giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. It's just 2 to 6 p.m. until Easter. Not a big deal. People are getting mad, though. But it's what Jesus would want. Also on the show today, we have the plot thickening at the home in Irvine with hazmat crews going in and out all week. Have an update on that story. Have people are dumb on the way. What's up with Florida? A guy got broken up with on Valentine's Day and disappeared. And you'll never guess where they found him. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Kings versus Blues, April 1st. And we will continue to qualify you for Deftones in New Zealand. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Feel good? Feel like a big man?
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We have great news coming up in a few minutes. That is a story to restore your faith in humanity. Coming up on K-Rock. Nope. Sorry. Giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Can't do that. Just 40 days, that's all. You know how Californication goes. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have another chance for you to qualify to see Deftones in New Zealand, which is going to be a great show. But first, let's do some great news.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's. Kevin Ryder's great news. It's time for Kevin's. Kevin Ryder's great news.
Black History Month, highlighting the people, the stories, and achievements shaping communities across Southern California.
It is Black History Month, and we've got a story here in Sherman Oaks that happens to include one of my favorite foods ever.
It's the latest twist on this classic sweet swirl of cinnamon.
The twist that we put into it is obviously love, is our first part of it.
Love is just one of the ingredients that go into every cinnamon roll at All About the Cinnamon in Sherman Oaks.
That guy speaking, by the way, was 13 years old and one of the co-owners.
And teenager Dominic McDonald is one of the owners.
We put every day and hour into ourselves, making sure that they're fresh baked for everyone to enjoy.
Oh man, I need a cinnamon roll right now.
But the rolls aren't just all about the cinnamon. They're about family, hard work, and music. The shop has made a name for itself because every cinnamon roll is named after a famous hip-hop artist.
I love this so much. Every cinnamon roll is named after a hip-hop music artist. So you can go in here and order a Dr. Dre.
DMX, and then Missy Elliott, and Lil' Kim. And then we got to the Eazy-E and the Dre. And then, so those are like the foundations.
We thought it was really ironic to have such gangster artists, rap artists, named after such delicate sweet treats.
Lawrence and Lindsay McDonald are Dominic's parents.
They make great cinnamon rolls and they love music and they just put the two together.
They say it all started during the pandemic when Lindsay was craving a cinnamon roll but had nowhere to get one.
So I stood up in the living room, walked out to the kitchen where the guys were, and I was like, I think that we should bake cinnamon rolls.
That is how heroes are born.
And they looked at me like I was crazy.
Everybody looked at Steve Jobs like he was crazy.
What's crazy is just 6 years later, that craving has turned into this small, successful company. Lindsay and Lawrence met at a performing arts high school in Philadelphia.
And they still turned out to be pretty cool people.
And now they're using some of their creativity here.
I feel like music just was in us, so then we decided to just tie it into here, and I think that we did that so that we could be surrounded by it all the time.
I love people who need music around all the time.
It just made sense for us to use our talents and our skills that we have learned throughout the years and then build our own business and generational wealth.
The business started as a small pop-up, and now after opening their first storefront, they're already thinking of opening more, because in reality, All About the Cinnamon is all about Dominic's future.
It's about Dominic's future, but it's also about cinnamon rolls. Get in my belly!
The things that he's learned along the way, I think, is probably the most valuable lesson.
We've been doing this for a pretty long time now, for like 6 years, and tough times have came, but
the last 6 years have been rough.
we just get over them. And she taught me to never give up and just follow the dreams.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Rick in Simi Valley.
Rick in Simi Valley, your caller 20, well done.
Oh, Deftones and New Zealand.
Right? Both are great. Deftones show is great, New Zealand is great, and you are in the drawing on Monday morning with Klinelli.
Packing my bags now.
It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's time for What's Up with Florida, but I just want to give you this precursor. There are a lot of questions still left in this story. It is bizarre and incomplete. Let's do it.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
A Florida man reeling from a bad breakup on Valentine's Day was found a couple of weeks later. His family said that he had been missing since Valentine's Day, and they knew that he had been broken up with, and they didn't know what state of mind he was in. So a couple of weeks later, they found him, and I don't understand what happens next. I think we're going to need to follow up on this story. Check this out.
They rescued a man who was missing earlier this month. So take a look at this video now, just released. Officials say 36-year-old Andrew Giddens was found stuck in the mud.
This dude was found stuck in the mud up to his shoulders in a field. He was up to his ears in mud. How does that happen? Was he trying to slowly kill himself with quicksand?
At a sand plant east of Melrose. There's a picture of his rescue there.
So they find him in a sand plant, pretty much all the way under mud. Only his head sticking out, but not as high as the plants around him.
They also found his car abandoned in Melrose Tuesday after last speaking to his family on Valentine's Day.
That is a long time to be missing. And probably not on your top 100 places you would look for him.
Leaders from the Vulcan Materials Company, where Giddens was found on their property, they tell TV 20 they are, quote, grateful for his safe rescue and thankful for the first responders who aided.
So that's all we know so far. The dude got broken up with on Valentine's Day. Somehow he went into a sand business and got sunk in the mud up to his neck. And they found him pretty much unconscious, hadn't had food or water in 2 or 3 days. How did he get there? Why did he break into that sand plant? How did he get stuck in the mud? All these questions will be clarified soon. This is a story that I will be keeping an eye out on because I am a journalist.
Man, this is f***ing weak.
Hazmat investigation at a home in an Irvine gated community now stretching into a fourth day.
What a crazy story this is in Irvine. Details coming up on K-Rock. I have lived in Los Angeles for 36 years, and I've never seen a story like this.
Hazmat investigation at a home in an Irvine gated community now stretching into a fourth day.
FBI hazmat teams are at the scene where investigators are combing through a homemade science lab that prompted suspicions.
So as of yesterday, there were hazmat crews at a house in Irvine, and some of the neighbors were like, hey, are we safe? Should we maybe evacuate? And they said, no, you're good. Don't worry about it.
Well, the FBI is still here inside of this gated community investigating the home. But the Irvine Police Department is now telling us this stemmed from a juvenile at the home.
It was a kid that was...
who was mixing chemicals.
What was it, like a science fair project? What was he doing?
Inside the gated Altair community in Irvine, the FBI swarming a home.
So this situation escalated rapidly. The Orange County Fire Authority was called in, followed by the FBI's evidence response team and the hazardous evidence response team, as well as the California National Guard's civil support team. Some of them were spotted wearing shirts that read Weapons of Mass Destruction Civil Support Team. Not just the police, the FBI.
Launching a hazardous materials investigation.
Oh, and hazmat crews as well.
The incident began on Monday when a landlord called and reported suspicious circumstances at a home on Cartwheel.
So it's Friday now. This has been going on since Monday. People in hazmat crews, FBI cars come and go, and the neighbors are like, hey,
Any news we should know?
Initially, Irvine police responded, but the items they found inside were suspicious enough to call in Orange County Fire Authority, then the FBI.
The FBI?
Irvine police now confirming that a juvenile at the home mixed unknown chemicals.
According to the LA Times, when you're potentially dealing with chemical warfare agents inside a residential neighborhood, you have to be careful.
For 4 days, the FBI has set up shop in the neighborhood, some in hazmat gear, seen in the home's garage, and under tents outside. The FBI telling Eyewitness News their evidence response team and hazardous evidence response team are at the scene.
Tell us more about the chemical weapons experts.
Police say the specific substances involved are being carefully and methodically evaluated by subject matter experts, emphasizing there is no known threat to the public.
All right, so here's my point. You're coming in with hazmat crews to my neighbor's house? Hazmat crews. And you're saying somebody's mixing chemicals that you don't know what they are? And you're telling me I'm safe. Everything's good.
Now, Irvine police says they are still looking into whether this was a homemade science experiment gone wrong or something more nefarious. The motivation is still under investigation. We are told that no arrests have been made. Irvine police say they have never been called to this address before.
So they decided to stay the week. You've only got three more chances to see Deftones in New Zealand. You qualify for that trip. Coming up in less than 10 minutes on the world famous K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Nope. Nope. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give them up for Lent. So we're not going to play that. Maybe we can play this.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you're caller 20.
Let's go.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Deftones in New Zealand. The drawing is Monday.
I'm going to New Zealand. That's final word.
Okay.
That's right. Let's make it happen. Manifest. And if you need a buddy, you know where to find me, Brian. Okay?
Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
The 420 catch of the day on the way. It is our new music feature right now. Megan Holliday joins me for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a Pennsylvania man is wanted for setting multiple fires in his home in order to kill spiders.
Yeah, another one?
Dude, that's what I'm saying, because I remember you had brought in a story like
yes.
this. And this one just happened on Monday, okay? So officers were dispatched 6 p.m. on Monday regarding a large fire that was already spreading from the townhouse it began at to three adjacent units.
Oh, no.
The major fire reportedly broke out after the man lit a smoldering fire on his floor and placed a love seat on top of it. A witness who was with the man said that they attempted to extinguish the fire, but the guy would just simply keep relighting them. The witness also told authorities that he left the area with the man and then returned to find the house completely engulfed in flames. The man then fled the scene in a U-Haul and has not yet been apprehended. He's wanted on charges of arson, aggravated arson, and other related offenses. You know who would have been a great roommate for this guy?
No.
The roommate from hell in Santa Clarita trying to kill his housemates with bug spray.
That's right.
That would have been a perfect match right there. He could just take care of all the spiders. Okay, number two. A 21-year-old has gone viral after saying that he refuses to work because he was born without his consent. He was born without his consent, arguing that since he never chose to exist, his parents should be financially responsible for him for his entire life. His statement has ignited a massive online debate, with critics calling it entitled and immature, while supporters say it highlights deeper issues with modern work culture and pressure to participate in a system people never opted into. None of us ever freaking opted in to this.
Yeah.
You.
That's so good. But can you imagine?
No.
Can
no.
you imagine, dude? I just couldn't believe that. Number three, it is Friday. We always like to highlight movies that are coming out this weekend. We got Scream 7. Scream's still going.
Wow.
Scream 7, baby. The latest installment of the iconic horror franchise. Dreams is a drama romance thriller starring Jessica Chastain and Isaac Isaac Hernandez. The Napa Boys is an adventure comedy about a group of friends on a wild trip. And 21 Pilots, More Than We Ever Imagined. This is their concert film.
That's right.
That's out in theaters this weekend. Highly recommend that you see that in IMAX. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I love Youngblood, and last Friday he released a new song called Suburban Requiem. That's part of his expanded album Idols and Idols 2 that came out last Friday. He is playing the Greek Theater May 22nd. The song is Suburban Requiem, and it's Youngblood, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. New song from one of my favorites, Youngblood, that's called Suburban Requiem, and that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, Radiohead in the news.
Yeah, so they put out a statement. They said, we demand that the amateurs in control of the ICE social media account take it down. This ain't funny. This song means a lot to us and to other people, and you don't get to appropriate it without a fight, because they use their song Let Down in one of their posts.
Yep.
And they topped it all off by saying, also, go F yourselves.
Hell yeah!
A new study looked into the most deceitful states.
Ooh.
Where residents lie, cheat, scam, and steal the most.
Can I guess number one?
Sure.
Florida?
Florida is number three.
Okay. All right.
It's up there.
Okay.
Nevada is number one.
Whoa.
Yep. Nevada ranks as America's most deceitful state, with Ooh. One in five residents admitting they lie often.
Okay. Wow. They didn't lie about that.
That's pretty
okay.
great.
All right.
The rest of the top 10 is Rhode Island, which is odd.
What the hell?
Yeah. They say they lie frequently. Then number three is Florida. Four is Delaware. Five, South Carolina. California doesn't come in until number seven.
Oh, my God.
We need to step up the lying.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? They probably were lying about this on this survey. Because in California, it's just all about, you know, nice to people's face and then talk badly.
I mean, it sort of is, yeah. Especially like little... There was another stat that said 73% of people admit to a little white lie once a day.
Yeah. I think that's pretty common.
I do too. So that's what we want the topic to be. We want you to call us and tell us one of your little white lies.
Ooh.
I do this with music sometimes. If it's somebody that I like and they're excited about it, I listen to it. And if I don't love it, I go, oh, that's great.
So how many times have you done that with me then?
Probably immeasurable.
Wow. You know, I will admit, which I probably shouldn't do it on the air, but I make up lies sometimes so that I don't have to make plans.
Oh, everyone does that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that. Let's think of a reason that
Anything.
We can't go to it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go as far as to like open up my calendar. Oh, I can't. Oh, I got this that day.
Really? You really just put on a production.
I want to go home.
Of course.
I want to go home and do nothing.
Yeah. All right. So tell us one of your little white lies. 800-520-1067. That is the phone number for your calls and texts.
And for the most entertaining call, you're going to win this final pair of tickets to see the Kings take on the Blues on April 1st.
800-520-1067. Tell us one of your little white lies. We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 about ways you lie, little white lies during the week.
Okay, the 714 said, I work at a restaurant and I lie about things on the menu to upsell so that the check is bigger.
Oh, that makes sense. So you get more tips.
Yeah, livelihood.
Interesting.
There you go.
All right, 800-520-1067. This is new Social D, Born to Kill on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your calls and text to tell us about your little white lies. There's a new study out that Nevada is the worst state when it comes to lying. California is only seven, so we really need to step it up. But that same study said 73% of people admit to a white lie once a day, which makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
we all do it.
So we got a text.
Yeah, we got a text from the 714. They said, I work at a restaurant and I lie about things on the menu to upsell so that the check is bigger, which is genius.
Yeah,
you
that
know?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's perfect. All right, let's take some phone calls. Hello.
I found a bird. It was like a, you know, like a parakeet or a budgie, and it fell into our backyard. And I was telling my kids, that'd be kind of cool if we caught it. And I guess they had a hurt wing or something, so I ended up getting to hold it. The kids held it.
Well, that's your mistake, getting your kids to hold it and everything.
Right? That bird is dirty.
And we put it in the garage overnight in a bird cage that I bought because I didn't know if it was, you know, sick or whatever. But
oh, so you bought the cage for this bird specifically?
The next morning it died when I went out to go check on it, so I propped the cage open. And then when the kids came and woke up, I told them that the bird flew away. And so they ended up making lost signs for this bird. And throughout my neighborhood,
oh,
I had to hang up
you
the
had
sign.
To put up signs, lost bird, if you see
no.
it.
Yeah, with my kids, like, every day after school for, like, a week. And I got several phone calls.
Did you say, there's no bird, just...
Oh, my God.
I had to play, like, oh, yeah, thank you. That could be it. Full knowing that I threw that bird in the trash.
Oh, my God. This just makes you an awesome dad, though.
That is such
a
great lie. I have to be honest. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes lying is important. I believe that.
I think so.
I mean, you're sparing your kids' feelings.
Yeah, but the sad part is I then had to go get two extra birds because we felt bad. And then one of them got eaten by another predator, and then another one flew away. And then I had to get another bird. So I had to do two rounds of the lost and found for the bird.
So that's wow.
Well, your kids need to learn F- those birds, right?
Kevin hates
Absolutely.
Birds.
Absolutely.
Hates
that's
them.
That's why we don't have birds anymore. Now we have dogs.
K-Rock, hello.
All right, Kevin. So I do pretty good for myself. I've had a pretty crappy life, but I came into a big settlement last year, so I bought a house cash, and I sit around and just enjoy my life with a bunch of dope fish and my little pug. And people always ask me what I do for a living, but I don't do shit. And I worked really hard, and I lived like a homeless person for 6 years. I had a tragic life, so I'm just like basically retired at 39 with a bunch of money figuring out my life. And I tell people that I buy and sell and trade shit on eBay and sell Pokemon cards, but I basically get stoned and I just kick back all day.
I mean, you have to, that question is always going to be put to you, so you have to come up with an answer.
Yeah, I think that you did really well. I think your lie is very believable.
Agreed.
And it's great.
I've been listening to you for years, Kev.
You've been with me
my whole life, and I miss you, dude. Like, you've been there since I was 19 through all sorts of tragic shit, and I'm glad to hear you on the radio again.
Thank you very much. That's very cool.
You're the best, Drew.
Yeah, you warmed my heart, dude.
Thank you.
Aww.
Love you guys.
Thank you, man. Nope. No. Man, you're play this band a lot.
Dude, we really do.
Wow.
Well, you don't play them a lot.
Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent because it's what Jesus would want.
And people are starting to get pissed.
They are.
They're calling in. They're getting mad.
We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about little white lies you tell.
The 626 said, I tell people I'll check out something they recommended to me full well in knowing that I won't. That is me. 100%.
Yeah,
oh my
that
God.
Is you. We are taking phone calls about your little white lies that you tell on a regular basis or once in a while.
Yeah.
Whatever. 800-520-1067. You have a white lie to tell us about?
Hey, Kevin. All right. So you guys are probably going to love this one. Like a year or two ago, I started coming up with this lie when I first ran into someone back in high school. And it was constantly happening more and more. So when I see people back in high school who I don't like to talk to or who I never liked in general,
right?
They would come up to me and they'd say, hey, it's you. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, no, sorry, I don't remember you. And they're like, yeah, we went to high school together. And I would tell them, oh, you know what? Let me tell you what happened. I got into a really bad car accident some years back and I lost a portion of my memory.
No way. Possible way.
Dude, are you serious?
You don't go that far to lie.
Oh, believe me, I did, and I do, and I did it again just like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. I love you for this. I absolutely love you for this.
What do you do if they ask you for details about the accident?
I tell them I don't remember.
You have full coverage on this lie.
Yes, well done.
Oh
well played. K-Rock, hello.
When I was a little kid, I lied to my little sister about why hotel rooms have Bibles in them, and it's because they're all haunted in case you have to perform an exorcism.
Oh, this is so good.
Did she believe that until she was like 10?
Oh, my God.
That is so
good.
How did she even know what an exorcism was at that age?
I don't know.
Well, because you probably showed her The Exorcist. Yeah, you being had her watch it. Crazy yeah, brother.
I think we did watch it in a hotel or something. It came on TV or something. I explained it, I think. Something like that.
Oh, my God.
That is great big brother behavior.
Yeah, classic.
I love it so much. And by the way, the dedication for 10 years.
Yeah, honestly. This guy, I like him a lot because it reminds me of the time my older brother, mm-hmm. I used to watch this Peter Pan movie where it was like a live action Peter Pan, okay?
Right.
And where you had to clap your hands to make Tinkerbell come alive again.
Oh.
And my brother one day, and I was like 4 or 5, and he held my hands apart to prove to me that I didn't have to clap. And he ruined my life. But it was an important life lesson.
But he told you the truth.
Yeah, but I just think it's part of the hazing. His name is Daniel.
Daniel?
Yes.
You are a great liar.
Thank you, I think.
Congratulations, you won the tickets for the Kings and the Blues, April 1st.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Wow, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Well done, man. You have one more chance.
Woo! Get your way on the standby boarding list to see Deftones in New Zealand. Last shot at 6 on K-Rock.